Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by ComOne. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head baseball coach Jason Thurm and Humboldt head softball coach Sheridan Zika. The Humboldt baseball team wrapped up the week with a 3-1 record after a doubleheader sweep on Monday at Iowa Falls Alden in North Central Conference play, a Tuesday non-conference home win over Forest City, and a Thursday non-conference loss to Dallas Center Grimes at Harlan Rogers Sports Complex in Fort Dodge. Going into next week, the Wildcats are 12-3 overall and 7-1 in NCC play, currently tied for first in the conference. I caught up with Thurm Friday to discuss the week, starting with Monday's doubleheader at Iowa Falls Alden.
We had a good start to the week. Going into Iowa Falls, we knew we'd see some pretty good arms. And looking at the scores, maybe you wouldn't think that we did, but we felt like both those arms are pretty quality arms. And boys just came ready to play. I thought we had great at-bats up and down the lineup, swinging it well and attacking the bases aggressively, which is what we do. And it was just an outstanding offensive effort. I thought we got great pitching. Both Valley and Jackson Flaherty did a super job. They were able to eat that entire doubleheader by themselves. It's not too often they play a doubleheader and you play a total of nine innings. We came to play and just real happy with the approach and no letdown at all. Just went out and played a great baseball.
And then, Coach, Tuesday, you follow it up with another big win in non-conference play against Forest City.
Forest City's a pretty tough team. They're going to be in the league next year, so it was fun to play them, and they came in with a 7-2 record, and we knew we'd have to be pretty sharp to be able to play with them, and we got off to a nice start there. We put up four runs in the first inning, and defensively, a couple of miscues in the top half there, which is uncharacteristic of the way we've been playing, but I thought we answered that well in the bottom half, and then we just went to work. We put runs up in the first four innings. Second, last couple innings there, I thought we got a little too swing happy. We were expanding the zone a little bit, and that showed up. But I like the aggressiveness and the approach, and I'm sure that that's just a little bit of a blip with things, and we'll make some adjustments and get back to just that disciplined approach with what we've been doing. And, you know, it was just a nice win for us.
And then, Coach, you rounded out the week against Dallas Center Grimes down at Harlan Rogers Sports Complex in Fort Dodge, a 19-8 loss against a 4A.
Dallas Center's a real nice team. We were really impressed with the way that they swung the bats. They came out in the top of the first inning and they had three triples, and they definitely weren't cheap ones either. They were just hitting lasers all over the place. Harlan Rogers has a big field down there, but with the direction of the wind and the way both teams were swinging the bats, we made that field look pretty small. But I thought Jackson Kirkhoff settled down real nicely after that first inning, and give him credit too. He was, for the most part, he was attacking, and they were just putting good swings on his pitches, but he settled in, and the next three innings we were pretty clean with things and gave our offense a chance to get back in it. And bottom half of the fourth inning, we put up four of our own, and all of a sudden we had a ball game going there. Unfortunately, it did get away from us there last few innings, and I thought our pitchers did a nice job attacking. There's some things we need to work on. Some of our younger guys are getting a little sped up out there and making some mistakes that we shouldn't be making, but they'll grow and they'll mature, and we'll make some adjustments there and we'll make progress with that. But I thought we were competitive. The score is not indicative of what type of game it was. I thought we were pretty competitive with them, but they had a couple of innings that were just too big for us to bounce back from. But overall, I like the way we competed. Once again, we really swung the bats well. And if we continue to come out and have a great approach at the plate and continue to swing the bats like we have been, we should be in pretty good shape.
Coach, after the week, you're sitting at 12-3 overall, 7-1 in the NCC play, currently tied for first in the conference. Looking at how the team's played so far, what have you seen from this team as far as your strengths and moving forward? What's going to be the focus as you go into the next week of conference play?
Yeah, I like the way that we're playing. I'm not making any excuses or anything, but we're not really completely at full strength with that. And I feel like our kids have just really answered. We're not making any excuses. It seems like we have a different lineup every night out, and we just have kids stepping up all over the place and contributing and helping out. And that's been a huge positive and just something that we're real happy with. Offensively, I feel like we're just a phenomenal team there. We really swing the bats. We run the bases well. We're aggressive. We're just opportunistic with everything. And I feel like we put a lot of pressure on teams in a number of different ways. And I like the depth of our lineup, 1 through 9, whoever we're putting out there, we feel like we can put a pretty good lineup together with it. Defensively, we're a great team too. I mean, you look at our catching, you look at our infield play, you look at the outfield play, and we got guys that go get it and guys that make plays. And that's real exciting as well. And our pitching staff is just a little bit of a work in progress. We've got a lot of different guys out on the mound, and I love the way the guys want the ball and they want to go out and they want to compete. And when we're pounding the strike zone and we're there with it, I feel like we can compete with anybody. So it's a great start, but there's still a long ways to go. We're getting into a pretty interesting part of our conference season where we'll be playing the two other teams that are tied for first place in the next couple of weeks. And we just have to take it one game at a time and continue to be ready to go out and put our best foot forward with everything. But yeah, I definitely like where we're at, and we're still looking to make improvements and to get ourselves where we want to be here in a couple of weeks when postseason play starts.
Going into next week, big conference matchup with the doubleheader at home against Webster City. What are the thoughts going into that matchup with major conference implications, and also, of course, when you start looking at possible rankings as well?
You have to put all that other stuff aside as best as you can and just go out and take care of your own business with it. Starts with their pitching. We got to go out and we have to throw strikes and just control the other team as best as we can with it and make plays that we can one pitch at a time, and then offensively going up and just having a great approach and continue to be disciplined and get good pitches to hit and put our best swings out there. So it's if you can simplify the game as much as you can, good things tend to happen with it. And we're just going to try to not get wrapped up and the type of effect and impact it's going to have on the conference race and all that, and just go out and play baseball with it. So it's fun. We've got a great group of kids. They love playing. They love being around each other. And it's a treat every time we get to go to the ballpark. So we're excited for Monday. And you throw Webster City into the equation, which is a great rivalry. And they have a great, great team over there as well. It should be a fun night of baseball.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time. I want to wish you best of luck going into Monday's doubleheader against Webster City.
Thank you, Matt. And we'll see you on Monday night.
The Humboldt softball team went 3-2 this week after a Monday loss at Iowa Falls Alden and a Tuesday non-conference home loss to Emmitsburg. The Wildcats won 3 consecutive to end the week, with wins over Clarion Goldfield Dalles at home Wednesday, at Belmont Clemmy Thursday, and at Hampton Dumont Cal Friday. Entering today's tournament at Van Meter, the team has a record of 5-7 overall and 3-4 in NCC play. I caught up with Zika post-game in Hampton Friday to discuss the win and the week.
We've put in the work. We know the first couple weeks we struggled. We struggled bad. So we focused real hard on the things that we could fix and the things that we could control. Seeing the ball off the hip, what kind of pitches we're going to see, and how to adjust to those kinds of pitches. And the girls have really put in the work, and they're reaping the benefits right now.
Gracie Lyon, big night for her. Bases clearing triple, 2 RBI double.
You know, I saw Gracie with a lot more confidence. I mean, Gracie has a certain swag to her. She's Gracie. But tonight, she really exploded at the plate when we needed her to. And she's been working really hard on staying high, keeping those hips open, and just hitting the ball hard. And Gracie really, really did her job tonight.
And then 2 RBI nights for both Elise Olson, Adelie Nolting as well. What'd you see out of the bottom of the order tonight?
Yeah, the bottom of our order just continues to produce when we need them to. The top of the order, they do their jobs. They get on base. And then the bottom of our order does a great job bringing them around. EC has been on fire all season long, and I'm so proud of that kid. She works really hard, and she just does what she's supposed to. And Adelie has worked so hard on just knowing how good she is and living up to that hype. And I'm just proud of both of them. They did a great job tonight.
And then Adelie Nolting, speaking of her, in the circle tonight, another complete game victory. Goes 4 innings today, had 3 scoreless innings, and then 1 inning with 3 runs coming across. What are you seeing out of her in the circle with a shutout performance last night, and now going 4 innings here and getting the win again?
I just just see a dog out there. She's so poised and she is confident, and she knows that the other seven people, eight people behind her have her back. And when they make plays, she's just even more confident and she's ready to roll, and she's not afraid. She's not afraid of any hitter in the box. And I think that speaks volumes to the work she's put in all season and off season as well.
So looking back at this week, 5 games in 5 days, you go 3-0 to end the week, but 3-2 overall. How would you say looking back at this last 5-game stretch has been for this team?
I think the last 5 games have taught us what we are capable of and have reset our expectations. I think for a while we were just struggling to get on the same page, and this week taught us that as long as we're all on the same page, we are pretty unstoppable and we're fun to watch. And this week just showed them that they can play with top competition and they can bury people, and it's just fun to see them do it.
You got more softball coming up for a 6th consecutive day when you're down at Van Meter. You're facing off against St. Edmund, which will be a non-conference game against St. Edmund there because it's not the usual in the tournament, and then Van Meter, the host as well. What are the thoughts on facing St. Edmund second time around and also taking on Van Meter?
Yeah, I think I'm just excited to play with some of the best competition in the state, and I think that our girls are too. I think we're ready to prove that we are some of the best competition in the state, and we're not going to prove it unless we show it, and that's what we're looking forward to. With St. Ed's, they've seen us, we've seen them, so it's just going to have to be a knockout, drag-out fight, and we're going to adjust in the box, and we're going to play defense. We know they're going to hit the ball, but so are we, and so we're going to respond. Van Meter's going to be tough. They're always a powerhouse. They have been for the last couple years in 2A, moving up to 3A. I don't expect it to be any different, but I do expect our girls to show up and compete and give them a run for their money.
Well, Coach, congratulations on 3 consecutive wins to end the week, and we wish you best of luck going into the tournament down at Van Meter tomorrow.
Yes, thank you. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.